There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Get ready for a holiday doubleheader. First on NBC and Peacock, Bengals-Steelers. Then in primetime, Bills take on the Chargers. That will be exclusively on Peacock, which is where you can find us, our streaming partner. We say good morning to those watching, our radio affiliates around the country. We've touched on a variety of things. We started out with Ja Morant. He's taking receipts after he had a wonderful game last night, 34, including the game winner, back from a 25-game absence. We talked to Chris Collinsworth about the NFL, some of the items that are on the agenda here as we head towards the end of the season, the teams that are the favorites. If I gave you the Niners or the field, who would you take? I'd still take the field. Chris had a little bit of trepidation saying that the Niners and the NFC hasn't been as challenging as the AFC. C.J. Stroud still out for the Texans. No bowl games today. Aaron Rodgers says, wait till next year. And it's college football national signing day. Also, transfer portal continues as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Seton O'Connor had something to say on Monday on this show. I believe that was his worst of the weekend, best and worst of the weekend. And he went off on soccer. And if you want to be more specific about what you were talking about, then we'll talk about the fallout from this, because it is mushroomed into something pretty impressive.
Well, there was a story about where Major League Soccer wanted to pull their first teams out of something called the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, which is basically our country's longest standing soccer tournament. And it's anybody from the MLS teams to semi-pro teams. There's a way for amateur teams to get in. And basically what was happening is Major League Soccer was going to pull their first teams out and play what's called the MLS Next Pro teams, which is sort of their either B teams or an academy team. But the impact that pulling the Major League Soccer teams, the first teams out, would have been just devastating. It really would have just crushed the tournament, because they're a major draw, and that's the one chance that the smaller teams have to play against the larger teams. It's something that they do in pretty much every country in the world, has a similar style tournament.
And then you ranted about this. You pointed out some things. You called out some people. What has happened since that Monday?
Yeah. The video, it got some love on social media. It got spread quite a bit. Myself, another guy named Sebastian Salazar, he works for ESPN. He had a great rant about it that was spread all over the place. The last like 2 days, yesterday, it got a lot of traction. Eric Winaldo was in on it. Like, everybody was commenting on it. And today, U.S. Soccer, just about an hour ago, released a statement saying that they have denied Major League Soccer's request to allow them to pull out of the U.S. Open tournament.
All right.
Yeah, U.S.
How
Open
about
Cup.
That?
How about that?
Look at Seton O'Connor plays.
I'm not taking any credit for that, but I do feel comfortable saying I feel like I was part of the group of people that helped make that happen. And it's awesome. It's huge.
Let me take credit for you not taking credit.
This platform certainly deserves some credit, for
yes,
sure.
It does.
It's great news, though. It's an important tournament. A lot of people don't know it even exists, but it's a very important soccer tournament. And it's crucial to smaller cities like the one I live in, you know, and it's a great, great thing.
Good. Congratulations.
Great.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Let's go.
All right. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. And Seton, poll question for the final hour is going to be.
Right now, we've got three of them going right now. Your initial reaction to John Morant returning from suspension was, hell yeah, or oh yeah. That's at 81%. Oh yeah. John Morant keeping receipts is just motivation or kind of misguided. That also about 82% kind of misguided.
Okay.
We have where do you put Steph Curry on the greatest players of all time list? That right now at 51% somewhere between 6 to 10.
Okay.
That range. We knew that would do well. Second place. Do you want to guess what second place is on that? Your options were 1 or 2, 3 through 5, 6 through 10, or 11 plus.
I'll say 11 plus.
11 plus, yeah, at almost 30% of the vote.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if this helps people in their voting for the most valuable Dan. 5,000 people have voted in the first 2 hours of this poll. 5,000 people. We will crown the most valuable, least valuable Danette, the most improved, least improved Danette on Friday in the final hour of the program. And we will tabulate the votes. Mario is the one who's heading this up. Go to danpatrick.com. It's on social media. But you have your chance to vote in all four categories. And then we'll make the announcement and then hand out banners that will be the in-season banners, just like the Lakers have. Yes, Paul.
We've already noticed an influx of international voting. Could that be the soccer fan going with Seton O'Connor?
Hello.
Impact on the game.
Okay.
Love of the Game Award.
Yeah. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Do you have a poll question for the final hour, Seton?
You know, we were kicking around before. Would you start your franchise with out of college, Shaq or Steph? Why not?
Oh, man, it'd be hard not to pick Shaq. But in today's NBA, it'd still be hard to not take Shaq. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, this is awkward, but would Shaq be...
Not a shooter.
Not better in this NBA, but uncontrolled. There's not three defensive players in the league who could tussle with him on a nightly basis. He seems like he would go unchecked in the post. I know it's a three-pointer league, but Shaq would, when he was at his peak, there was a lot of other good centers in the league. There's a number of other good centers, at least decent defensive
centers.
That's
what I don't understand. If Shaq came along, I spread the floor, and I'm have you play one-on-one. You have to guard him with one guy inside.
Like, Kevon Looney checking Shaq in the post would be really fun to watch. And he's like a decent post defender. I can't imagine Shaq having any trouble in this era.
Fun for who?
Fun for Shaq.
Oh, because I was going to say. Not for Mr. Looney.
No. Or Rudy Gobert or anybody else. But Rudy is considered a great defender, but he's not going to stop him.
Joker?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yes, Mark.
Sorry, speaking of the Joker, do you think the voting this year for MVP cost Joker an automatic bid into the top 10 all time? Three straight MVP awards?
Yeah, but he didn't get that.
No, I'm saying.
If he had gotten the three?
Right, if he had gotten the three.
I think he needs a few more years. I think that, you know, maybe some more playoff success would help. I mean, I don't – just because you win two MVPs and you win a title, you're on your way, but this is year four of being great. I mean, it took him a while before he got better. You know, he mm-hmm. wasn't this – when you look at some of the best players in the game, like Giannis, you know, he wasn't a complete package. You know, Joker wasn't. But the fact that those guys wanted to be better, that's where I go back to Zion Williamson. Those guys weren't a finished product, but they wanted to be better. And I have great respect for that. Look, if Zion doesn't want to be something great, you know, he's already made it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his money. You know, like Ja Morant wants to be great. I just think the only thing that holds him back is off the floor. And then you had this, after last night's game, there was this back and forth with the reporter.
Ja running off the floor, someone caught you on camera saying, I keep receipts.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that? And secondly, what was your
meeting? I feel like it's self-explanatory. Yeah, I remember everything that was said.
And secondly, what was the meeting with Commissioner Silva like?
Pretty much just, you know, a cordial meeting. He was basically telling me, you know, he was excited to, you know, be able to have me back playing. Told me to say, you know, enjoy the moment and just, you know, stay locked in. I actually, you know, plan on talking to him more often, you know, even though I'm back playing, just to, you know, continue to build that, you know, relationship with him.
Yeah, you plan on talking to him, but just on a friendly basis, not, oh, no, I got to go see the principal again. You won't be summoned. That's what we're hoping for. That's what the commissioner is hoping for. All right, so we'll get some phone calls here coming up. By the way, here's something for you. These two teams, the only teams that have not had either a 100-yard rusher or 100-yard receiver in any game this season. No team has ever done that before for an entire season. There's two teams that haven't done that. One should be obvious. Marvin?
The Patriots.
Bloop! Bloop, bloop. The other one, I was surprised at this one. Marvin?
The Steelers?
Nope. That's a good guess. By the way, speaking of Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, and this, he was describing things this way.
I'm excited about getting started to work tomorrow. I think that's one of the beautiful and challenging things of our league, man, is every week in this league. One week you're drinking wine, the next week you're squashing grapes. Obviously, we've squashed a lot of grapes of late. I'm interested in a little wine.
That's great.
You might want to crush them, but I guess it, you know, maybe you get the same result if you squash them. Yeah, Paul.
So he's not saying squashing grapes is a bad thing. It means you're not celebrating yet. You're not. Or is squashing grapes a bad thing, is what he's saying?
Well, you got to squash the grapes to get to the wine.
You're right. Doing the work.
Yeah, they're putting in the work.
Got it.
Yeah.
Some people thought he was saying squashing grapes was a bad thing.
No, no.
Okay,
well, you'd rather be drinking the wine than squashing the grapes.
Got it.
Seeing the result. Yeah. Squashing the grapes. I don't think George Pickens is squashing the grapes.
He's not
No. He would be a wine drinker, but he's not squashing grapes.
Let you guys figure that whole squashing grapes thing. Yeah. I'm going to stand over here.
All right. The other team that doesn't have either a 100-yard rusher or 100-yard receiver in any game this season. We just had the Patriots.
The Panthers?
Obviously. Panthers? No. Todd, how about you?
Arizona.
No. Paul?
The Giants?
No.
The Broncos?
No.
The Bears?
No.
The Jets?
The Packers.
Huh. Overrated.
Gene in San Antonio. Hi, Gene. What's on your mind today? Hi, Gene.
Hey, Dan. How's it going? Good. A very fat, 300 pounds, 6 foot. I'm going to have to defend Mr. Pickens just a little bit because I know it's Pittsburgh, and you got Hines Ward's legacy there for being the greatest blocking receiver in history. But look what happened to my Texans. You got Tank Dell out there blocking with all his heart on a run play, breaks his leg. Next week, CJ has no one to throw to, and now probably the greatest rookie season in history is in jeopardy because he still can't come back from concussion.
Okay, but if you look at the video with George Pickens, the Steeler wide receiver, he is just looks like he's trying to slow dance with a defender. If you're not going to block, then you have to put somebody in there who is going to block. They're not going to be as talented as Pickens, but I mean, this is the Steelers. This is Mike Tomlin. I'm surprised that he puts up with it. And these receivers there, in Pittsburgh, like you're just going, dudes, you guys haven't accomplished anything. And then he doesn't want to get rolled up on. Well, nobody does. There's no receiver goes, you know, I don't mind if I get rolled up and they blow out my knee or my Achilles. It's the game. It's the game you play. What if somebody doesn't want to block and there's a pass to you behind the line of scrimmage and somebody's supposed to block? Or you're going to get blasted. Well, what if they say, well, I don't want to go out there and block, and then, I don't know, something could happen to me. Somebody could roll up. Like, you just, you're either out there or you're not. When you play not to get hurt, you get hurt. And I was just surprised that it was just more of a, hey, let's do some ballroom dancing here. I was surprised. And that if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm like, I might lose without you, but I might lose with you. I'm going to have you sit down so you understand the importance of this. Yes, Mark.
And the Steelers are one of those franchises where this is not going over well in Pittsburgh. I'm certain of that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the video. Yeah, Paulie.
Okay, the video also, George Pickens, someone should teach you how to act like you're blocking. You're standing like you're waiting for a bus to go by. He's standing casually, not even a football stance. If he was like had his arm out as like a shield or was even have his legs bent, he's standing there like the play's over and he's waiting for a signal. He doesn't even have a football stance, which I think makes it stand out.
Yeah,
you could half block. You could shield block.
Mike in Cape Beach, or is it Capo Beach?
Capo Dan, that would be Capo Beach.
Capo Beach. Where is Capo Beach?
We're in between Dana Point and San Clemente.
Oh.
We're actually a part of Dana Point.
All right. I had some Pabst Blue Ribbon at a place in Dana Point, and it came in a brown paper bag. Yeah, so beautiful place out there.
You're quite in all the good areas.
Yes, absolutely. I'm getting a tall boy, a PBR, and a brown paper bag. What do you have for me, Mike?
Well, it's maybe a get-off-my-lawn thing, but I'm really tired of the Brock Purdy analysts coming up with the yak figures to support why he's a system quarterback. And I'll throw this out to the guys, and Paulie and Marvin, stay off your computers. The top three NFL teams, yak yards, YAC, I don't think you'll get one of. You'll get one.
All right, yards after the catch. Thank you, Mike. Yes, Paulie raised his hand quickly.
I'll go 49ers and Dolphins.
49ers and Dolphins. Mike, did he hit one
got
of them?
One.
Okay. Is that the Dolphins?
That would be the Dolphins.
Okay. All right. There's two other teams, yards after catch. Okay. I'm going to go the Colts.
No.
No. Okay. Seton.
Ravens?
Can I give you a couple of hints?
Sure. Why not?
Well, you guys might need it. I mean, if you're getting brown paper bags and Dana Point, I mean, I'll get off the phone, Dan, and tell you where to go get a drink. But they both have quality quarterbacks, high-quality quarterbacks.
All right. So the Kansas City Chiefs?
That would be number one on the list.
Okay. Yeah. You wouldn't think that with their receivers. And number two, yes, Todd?
Buffalo?
No.
The Cowboys?
You should know this one, Dan. Cincinnati.
The Bengals? Okay. Thank you, Mike. That was way too much work.
I almost yacked.
You're ever in the Capistrano Beach area.
Yeah.
He knows where to get a drink.
Yeah, I almost started yakking. Dana Point, by the way, beautiful place. It was just along the way. I have a friend out there. And he said, we got to stop at this place. This is an unbelievable place. We get to sit outside, and I got the beer. And so we go into this place, and he comes out with two brown paper bags, and they're tall boys of Pabst Blue Ribbon. And he gives it to me, and he goes, how effing awesome is that? And I go, I grew up with this beer.
Well, like
he was like, man, PBR, tall boy in a brown paper bag. And
like
I go,
discovered it.
I go, Teddy, I grew up with this beer.
He said, who's got it better than us?
Nobody. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. By the way, you can vote on the most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved Danette. And go to danpatrick.com. According to Mario, shocking results so far. And we've only been voting for about 2.5 hours. We'll tabulate and we'll make the announcement on Friday in the final hour of the show. Guaranteed to be some tears. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
How many players have scored at least 40 points so far this NBA season? Todd, I'll start with you. The number of different players who have produced a 40-point game. We have the most players, most 40-point games at this point in a season in NBA history.
For whatever reason, the number 26 popped in my
26.
Head.
26. You're into numerology. Seton O'Connor, the number of different players who've scored at least 40 points in a game.
15.
All right. Marvin.
31.
All right. Pauly.
19.
30. 30 players. We have had a total of 57 40-point games. So, obviously, you've had players who have had multiple 40-point games. Giannis had his 37th career triple-double, had only 11 points but 14 rebounds and 16 assists. Dame Lillard had 40 points last night. So he now has just over 20,000 career points, 51st player in NBA history, the 8th active player to reach 20,000 points. So he's there with LeBron and Steph Curry and James Harden, the only players in NBA history with at least 20,000 points, 5 assists, and 2,000 made three-pointers.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, which NBA team will end the season with the lowest win total? This according to DraftKings. Well, there's one answer that's really obvious, the Pistons. They may not win another game this year.
Damn.
Then it's the Wizards. My Washington, soon-to-be Virginia Wizards. And then it's the Spurs after that. Yes, Paul.
The Pistons are 2-25. They've been outscored by 12 points a game on average this year. That's the worst in the NBA. But second worst is the Spurs at 4-22. They're being outscored by 11.6 points per game.
Yeah, you would think when you get that player, that transcendent player, that once-in-a-generation player, you'd be a little bit better. But that has not been the case for the San Antonio Spurs. They could use a point guard. Yeah. Like an, oh, by the way, how about a good point guard for Victor Wembanyama?
Maybe.
It's like when you go to the grocery store and you go, okay, what do I need? I got to get that and that and that and that. I'll be damned, I forgot to get my point guard. You got with Victor Wembanyama. See, that's where Chris Paul, I think, would have been great. Chris Paul with the Spurs. Now, not for Chris Paul, but for the Spurs moving forward with Victor Wembanyama.
Wait, I'm sorry, DP. What do the Pistons need then?
Everything. They need everything. It's not just the point guard. Like, they have some talent there, and you have a proven coach, but, man, they are bad. DJ in Nebraska. Hi, DJ. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How we doing today?
Good, 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 good.
Hey, just wanted to give you a shout-out. I appreciate the help. I'm out here ice fishing, and I was missing something. I'm like, man, what am I forgetting? I was like, oh, dang, I'm not listening to the Dan Patrick Show. So I turned it on right away, caught two jumbo perch. So I just wanted to say thank you.
I like that. Now, are you drinking with when you go ice fishing?
No, I'm not today because I'm by myself, and, yeah, I want to keep it safe.
Okay, but if you had friends there, what would you be drinking?
Oh, a few Coors Lights, a little bourbon.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you, DJ. I hope to go ice fishing. Maybe not this winter, but next winter. I'd like to do that up in Maine. I'd like to go up there and do some ice fishing there. And I've done that in Minnesota during the Super Bowl, when they had the Super Bowl up there, when Chip Lowmiller was the kicker for the Washington then Redskins. And we went out because he was from Minnesota, and we went out there and did some ice fishing. And it's basically, can we come up with a comfortable atmosphere so I can get out of the house and away from my wife and kids? And they have these little shacks that they put on the ice. They drive their truck onto the ice. They got, you know, cable there. It's pretty good. And you're able to smoke a cigar and drink some bourbon, maybe some Keeper's Heart whiskey. Yes, Marvin?
I'm sorry. Is that a bucket list thing for you? Because I have a bucket list thing, and I'm not sure if it's all that impressive. My bucket list thing is to go to a SEC game. Is that like a real – should I be aiming higher?
No, it's fine. You got to start someplace. SEC, go to an Ole Miss game.
With Lane?
Yeah, if he's still there. Yes. But ice fishing, I've done it before, but just to do it again where I'm actually concentrating on fishing. I was doing a story on Chip Lowmiller ice fishing, and they have 10,000 lakes or so in Minnesota. But yeah, we did a story on that. Yes, Paul?
It's nuts that Lake Minnetonka, right, out there in Minnesota, people have like trailers but they have electric hookups and generators, yeah, and like a little oven and a little TV to watch football. And then the ice fishing hole is in the middle of the trailer, so you're somewhat protected from the elements.
Yeah, you can be out there for a long time. Because I thought, man, you're going to be freezing. Then you get in there, man, it's toasty. And then all it is they just cut out. They do one of those, what are those, augers, right? You know, and they have a hole there, and they just put the line down there, and then you just wait, see if you know, it gets tugged on. Yes, Mark?
Lake Minnetonka Poly, like in Purple Rain?
Same as Purple Rain, Prince.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
scene.
Yeah.
Yes, great scene.
Yes, Todd.
I didn't have anything there.
No. Okay.
Well, we went ice fishing in Minnesota for that Super Bowl. I don't remember if Todd went with us.
We didn't. I don't know if Todd did.
I think I did.
I know I was there with you and Andrew.
Yes.
And it was nice. There was like a TV in there, and you know, it was. I don't think we caught much, but it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't know if it's a way of life for me. I have seen a truck, actually two trucks, the ice break away.
Oh.
And the trucks were out there by themselves. I don't know how they got them back, you know, but they seceded from the rest of the ice there and just started floating away. Crazy that you're driving your trucks on these, you know, on these lakes that are frozen solid. At least you hope they are. Lindsay in Texas. Hi, Lindsay. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
58134. So two quick points. I know it's a little late, but if we could bring back the listener-submitted holiday names, because a walk-off for me, and I can't remember who did this, but it was Mitchell Trubisky. That's all I can think of when I see him. Second, congratulations to Crappensburg State for making the bowl game. I really hope that Skid Row can play the bowl halftime show.
All righty. All right, Lindsay. I like it.
You get it. Got the assignment.
Yeah, I like it. Skid Row. Are they still performing?
18 in life?
Is Skid Row still
Sebastian on? Bach? I don't know what he's up to these days.
Okay.
He was doing a little Broadway for a while. Oh, he was, you know, spreading his wings.
Yes, Marvin?
He was actually on The Masked Singer. This past season.
Oh, he was?
Your favorite show.
Oh, what were you doing watching The Masked Singer?
Forgive me. That is my guilty pleasure. I am the
Seriously?
Worst. Seriously? Seriously. Is it LVD time? Should I leave?
You're going to get some least valuable Danette votes. That's for sure. The Masked Singer. Don't admit to it. That's
funny. I mean, I heard it from somebody that...
Yeah, that he was on there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. I still... The acting on there is so over the top with all the judges where they throw out the biggest names in the history of mankind. Like, who could it be? Could it be Mozart? Could Mozart be there? Who could be there?
Freddie Mercury?
Who could be? Who's that? Who is it? It's Kid from Kid and Play.
Oh, my God! Oh, man!
I was so close. I said Jamie Foxx.
Marvin's like a season away from being one of the celebrity reveals that show.
It's Marvin.
If you get most valuable Danette.
Marvin from the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh my gosh.
Ken, what's it?
Ken Jung?
Ken Jung.
Jenny
McCarthy. Who else is on there?
Robin Thicke.
Okay.
And Nicole Scherzinger.
Okay.
Yeah. She's strong.
Yeah.
It's Sebastian Bach. Oh, we said Robert Plant, but close. Yeah.
I have Skid Row's tour dates, Dan. I know you're waiting. I hesitated to break into live coverage. Yeah, Skid Row going on tour February 27th, Garden City, Idaho. They have a full spring tour ahead.
Great. Yeah. John in Maryland.
TNT's Kenny Anderson. Oh, my God. No way.
I thought it was going to be LeBron.
It's so bad. So bad. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. I mean, you guys just kind of disrailed me there with Sebastian Bach and The Masked Singer.
Okay.
But, like, this whole thing with Pittsburgh, I'm a lifelong Steelers fan. I like Tomlin. Pickens, his effort, it's all over the place. Because if you look back at some of the earlier games this season, he's the only one blocking. But, like, the last couple of games, he's been ridiculous. Deontay Johnson has been ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And I'm not saying Tomlin needs to be fired, but they've You know, Ben hit on it last week. They seem to have lost it. And I don't know whether that's, you know, the repeated message over and over and over. A few years younger than you, I've had the Steelers have had three coaches in my lifetime. And maybe they've reached the end like they did with Cowher.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I just would never think that a Mike Tomlin team would have that kind of play. And I know they're still trying to figure out their quarterback situation. They still have, you know, I thought they were going to be a playoff team. They're certainly a playoff caliber team this year. I really did. And you go back to those back-to-back losses at home, and then it, like, something's amiss there. Something's wrong. And, you know, I don't know if it's Mike Tomlin related, but that's where you got to start, because we gave him all the credit for sort of that atmosphere, that attitude that they had. Now you don't have that. Well, I got to go back to the guy we were giving credit to. All he does is produce winning seasons until you don't. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We were just joking that we could see an episode of The Masked Singer where all of a sudden they go, it's Ian Eagle. It's a Noah Eagle. Oh, my God, Zach Collinsworth is here. Jack Collinsworth, or whatever his name is. Jack Collinsworth is here. The Masked Singer.
With it, yeah.
I guess I'm never going to be on The Masked Singer. Yes, Marvin?
Have you been asked?
No. If they listen to this show, they're not going to ask me. They shouldn't ask me.
They say, I think this is Mike Tirico.
Oh! All I know is that if a dude ever comes out there on the Masked Singer, and we're here,
as the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morn, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
You'd be like, Bob and Costas? What the? No, I'm
kidding. They said Emmy Award winner.
Whoa!
It's got to be Bob Costas. Whoa. No, Michael. Dan Patrick!
Not Emmy nominated.
No.
Emmy nominated Dan Patrick.
I wouldn't have any clothes on. If I was in there in my costume, I'd just be like, hi, Nicole Scherzinger, Jenny McCarthy.
Cold and gray Chicago mole.
And another little kid. God is born in the ghetto, and his mama cried. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I'm watching Georgetown basketball last night, and they have a player whose name is Supreme. Like, you're really setting the bar high if you call yourself Supreme. You're calling your kid Supreme.
Yeah, I got it. Supreme Cook.
Okay.
He's a senior. He's averaging like 15 points a game.
Okay, we have over 25,000 votes on the most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved.
Interesting.
Yeah. So each category has over 6,000 votes. I'm not sure. All I know is Mario said that I would be shocked with the vote totals so far. Who's leading? Who's not? I don't know. And we are getting banners. I just talked to the big German. We will get our in-season tournament banners.
Great.
For all of those awards. The raising of the banner ceremony.
In-season, mid-season, yes. Mid-show season tournament champion, Marvin Prince.
Do you have the all-name recruit or transfer portal?
Yeah, we're keeping an eye on the recruiting as they come in this year. Here's one, a wide receiver out of Indiana, signed with Georgia, Nitro Tuggle. His first name is Nitro. Oh. Nitro Tuggle. That's a great wide receiver name going to Georgia.
Okay.
Nitro.
All right.
Nitro Tuggle.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. Let me see. What else do we have here? Final results of the poll question, Seton O'Connor.
Dan, you're going to have to be more specific. We had so many stinking poll questions today. It's not even funny.
Okay.
Let's see. Who would you start your franchise with out of college?
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal or Steph Curry? You want to guess?
Steph Curry.
Shaquille O'Neal is dominating. 76% of the vote. It's not even close.
Okay. All right.
It's not even close. He doesn't even play in the modern game. How does that work?
Yeah, but Shaq just said he would take Steph Curry over him.
Yeah, but everybody would take Shaq over Steph.
So is Shaq wrong about taking Steph Curry over him?
No, I think everyone else is wrong. They're crazy.
All right.
Where do you put Steph Curry on the greatest players of all time list? Right. Your options were 1 to 2, 3 through 5, 6 through 10, or 11 plus. That's 51% of the vote at 6 through 10.
Yep,
kind of dominated.
I agree.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. We also have... Ja Morant keeping receipts is just motivation or kind of misguided. 81% have that at kind of misguided. And then your initial reaction to Ja Morant returning from suspension was, hell yeah, or oh yeah. Right now, oh yeah, is at 81% of the vote. Oh yeah, he's suspended. Right. Oh yeah, that's a good thing, as Paul said.
This day in sports history.
Just a couple. 1966, the NBA granted a franchise to Seattle. In 1998, Brett Favre became the first NFL player to throw at least 30 touchdown passes for 5 seasons. And in 2008, the Dallas Cowboys played their final game in Texas Stadium before moving to the new stadium in Arlington, Texas.
On this date, 1985, Howard Cosell retires from television sports after 20 years with ABC. 2005, Kobe Bryant outscored the Mavericks 62-61 through 3 quarters.
That's great.
He sat out the fourth quarter. Lakers won that one comfortably. Back to Howard Cosell. I had a couple of run-ins with him. And one was when the baseball strike was just ending, Commissioner Peter Uberoth. They were holding a press conference in New York, and baseball had been on strike. And I worked at CNN at the time. So this is probably 1984, maybe. And I just remember there was a couple of phones. They had phone booths, pay phones there, and I was at one of them. I was going to do a live report on CNN. about the baseball strike being over. Howard Cosell comes walking out, and he's taller than what you think. He comes out, and he's checking the payphones. Well, there's only one that works. There's three of them that don't. And I can see him, and I said, it doesn't work. And then he goes to another one. I said, it doesn't work. And then he goes to the other one. I said, it doesn't work. Well, which one works? And I said, I'm going to go live on CNN right now. As if the whole world watching CNN. And then I immediately did a live report on CNN over the phone. So I got Howard Cosell. Yeah, I mean, Howard Cosell's walking out. And I felt bad. But I'm glad that he didn't get on a phone because he was so loud. I probably would have had a hard time doing my live report on breaking news. Let's go to our sports reporter in New York, Dan Patrick. As if the whole world's watching CNN. Who's that? And then the other one was late in his life. My boss, Bill McPhail, who started CBS Sports, we were meeting someplace and Howard was going to be there. And it was just Howard, myself, and Bill McPhail in a room. And Howard was picking up a pitcher of water. And his hands were shaking so bad from Parkinson's. And then my boss, Bill McPhail, said, grab the pitcher. So I grabbed the pitcher and poured the water for him. But it stayed with me. I guess my last memory of him is he was, you know, deep into the throes. And here, with Muhammad Ali with Parkinson's. And I just remember Howard couldn't pick up a pitcher of water and pour the water because he was shaking so badly. But fascinating. And, you have nobody's ever going to be like Ali. Nobody's ever going to be like Howard Cosell. And they covered each other. They were friends. They were almost like business partners with how they, were affiliated with boxing. And then even when Ali was in New York, when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, I remember covering that story and I'm thinking, wow, I immediately thought of the rope-a-dope, when he was just getting pummeled by George Foreman and what kind of damage that would have inflicted. No bowl game tonight. What do we watch?
I got Timberwolves at 76ers for you. Is that saucy?
Sure.
Lightly?
Yeah. T-Wolves, best record in the NBA, I believe.
Celtics-Kings later, late night? You like that kind of game?
I do like that. Might be too late for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll watch the highlights and act like I watched the game. I could be an analyst. Yeah, Marv.
I think the season finale of The Masked Singer is tonight.
Get out of here.
I think legit.
Is it?
Yeah. Who's going to win?
Okay. Let's guess the celebrity. Seton, I'll let you go first. Who is the random celebrity, maybe not random, celebrity tonight? Masked Singer.
A former football player.
Okay.
Mark Bavaro?
What?
Oh, my gosh!
Marvin, who do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be Wayne Brady.
Wayne? Okay. Todd, what about you?
I'm going to go comedian Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, all right, that's solid.
What about you, Paulie? Masked Singer, big reveal tonight.
Man, this is tough. Like a James Worthy, someone who's already out in L.A.
I'm going to go Mariah Carey. Queen of Christmas.
Queen of Christmas, yeah. That's a solid poll.
And then it's going to be Taylor Dane instead.
Discover wants everybody to feel special. The Discover card access to 24/7 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.